Back on what January 7th, Pastor Tom said, I'm not feeling good today. It was in the afternoon on a Sunday. And he said, be ready for tonight, just in case I have to call you. And so I went home and I thought, oh man, if he calls, I'm not ready. And so I would spend about 3 hours quickly getting a sermon together. And I would get here thinking, well, you know, how's he feeling? And, you know, he's perfectly fine. So I'm like, phew. Well, Wednesday night after this prayer meeting, he gives me a call and he says, Don, can you preach for me Sunday night? And now, see, I told him before, if you ever need me, call me and I can fill in for you. And so here it is. It's like, but it's, okay, in my mind, but it's Easter. And I've got to see this family, and I have to see that family. But then the Lord brought to my mind people. That just when Ellen died, that said, we'll be there for you. Call us. And just we'll drop everything, and we'll come and help. And, you know, those people only did it once. IA called them 5 times to help me out. They only did it the first time. And I have not asked them since, because they've not kept their word. And as you know, Tom asked me, I thought, oh boy, you know, this is what I said. I had better do it. And so here I am. Okay. So, okay. Matthew chapter 7, please. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. And with Laura, now I'm nervous, Laura. Okay. She asked me earlier, Dad, you nervous? Nah. Now I am. All right. So let's start with prayer. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Father, that it guides us. Yes, in every situation, in every circumstance, in each one of our lives. And my Father, as I talk about prayer this evening, Lord, it's not a new subject. In fact, many here have or probably heard this here, this passage spoke on before. But Lord, may you help us to listen. May you help us to learn. And Lord, help us, Lord, to apply your word to our lives. And Lord, help us to devote ourselves to prayer. Especially as, Lord, as we see the day approaching. As, Lord, we see this world coming to its end. Lord, help us to be seeking you in prayer. In Christ's name, amen. Okay, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and what ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. There we go. Unto you, for everyone that asketh, receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, and what to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if what he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to those that ask him? Okay, just notice in this passage that what Jesus says the word ask 5 times. 5 times that word ask is there. In our prayers, how many times do we ask? How many times do we come to the Lord asking for something? We should be asking. Jesus commanded it here to ask. That word ask means to call for. Means to demand something. Means to beg, to crave, to desire. King David in what Psalm 21. It says this. Okay, verses 1 and 2. The king shouts, joy in thy salvation is in what thy strength, O Lord. And in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire. And thou hast not, yet is not withholden the request of his lips. David asked, and God answered. David asked, and God answered. Then, we need to ask. But what then it goes on? Not just ask, but just we need to seek. And that word means to desire, inquire, require, to go after. Okay, search for just something hidden. And what here, I think of the parable of what the lost sheep in what Luke chapter 15 verse 4. The shepherd lost one of his sheep. And then he had to go after that sheep. Perhaps as he was going, he was praying. And as he kept going, he was praying more. And I would think about this in my own life. Our just second van just gave up the ghost. I was spun a bearing a couple months ago, and I just kept driving it thinking, you know, I'm going to get as much out of it as I possibly can. And then last week, I would think a valve broke. And now I've got to take it to the junkyard. And it's 3 miles, and I don't want to tow it because that's going to cost me something. And I thought, I'm going to try to drive it. So I start praying about it. Lord, help me to get there. And as I'm going, it's going, da-da-da-da-da. I mean, it's making all kinds of racket and noise. It was unbelievable. People staring at me, looking at me. But I'm praying. I am seeking God. As I'm going, I am praying. It just wasn't that first asking. But now it is more concerted. Lord, here I am. I am going. Please help this van to make it all the way. And God did. Clunked in what to the driveway, and all the guys at the junkyard stare at you. They knew it was junk. But first ask, and as I'm going, I am seeking. Then thirdly, it says knock. That means to rap. Okay? At a door. It starts out asking. It goes seeking. Now it's knocking. Like knocking down a door. And I've seen that happen in my what neighborhood. Because we've got drug houses around. And the what cops come in. They first knock on the door. If when nobody opens, then they look for windows. They start seeking, and then all of a sudden they start knocking down that door. They will pull out a ram. It's about this long, and you get 4 guys on it. And you just sling it back and forth to knock that door down. It's ask. It's seek. It's knock. It's more effort each time. It's more effort to pray. It's more effort. These are not suggestions for us, but these are commands to ask, to to seek, to knock. They are present in what? Imperatives. That means continual action. That means keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Don't ever quit. Prayer is hard. It's hard work. But God commands us to keep asking, to keep seeking, and to keep knocking. Don't ever quit. Don't ever quit. Matthew Henry puts it this way. He says, ask as a beggar. Seek for as a what thing of what value that has been lost. And knock as he that desires to enter the house. Matthew Henry also says this, pray. Pray often. Pray with, just pray just with sincerity and with seriousness. How many of us pray with seriousness? How many of us spend hours praying? I wouldn't know if you do. But how many people pray seriously? Remember the parable of the unjust judge in Luke 18. Turn there, please, with me. Luke 18. As I was thinking about prayer, I thought about this here woman. We don't know her what name in this parable. She's not given a name here. But there's an unjust judge. And in what verse 5, it says this, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her what continual coming she weary me. This here this widow kept coming. She kept it up. And I would picture this. Here is this widow. She wants this judgment. And she goes to court and talks to the what judge. She asks. And what doesn't get anywhere. And so next time she's walking in the street looking for that judge. And she's seeking him. And she's asking some more. And then thirdly, she found this house. And she's knocking on the door. Because she wants it real bad. And she's asking and what seeking and knocking. Little Cody, he is great at this. If he will want something, he'll say, Dad, and what usually I am what busy at my desk doing something for ministry, and I will say, Cody, I am almost done. Please wait. Okay, well, Cody doesn't understand that word wait yet. And so next, it is Dad. Now he's seeking. And you know, Cody, just wait. Then it's Dad! And he starts pulling on my arm or spinning my chair. He wants my attention. He is asking, he is seeking, he is knocking now. And that's how we need to be in prayer. We need to ask. We need to seek, just we need to knock. Jesus wants us to ask him, seek him, and to knock at his door. In what this here passage, everyone is what commanded to pray. It is not a suggestion. It says ask five times. Jesus says, ask. And yet, how many of us take time daily to pray? Okay, teens. Do you pray every day? Or does sports and what friends keep you from prayer? Okay, children. Do you pray every day? Or does TV and what video games keep you from praying? Adults, what about you? Does the what busyness of life keep you from praying? We're all busy. And I know these here past what 3.5 years, my what prayer life has really struggled, raising six and trying to keep the ministry going. I have really struggled in prayer. Not until what recently has my prayer life gotten back on what track, at least somewhat. It's not quite just where I want it to be, but it is getting there. We need to ask, seek, and knock. And what those who obey this command, there are three promises in what verse 8. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 7, verse 8. And what Jesus is there, he what gives us three promises. Okay, verse 8. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. God promises, if what you ask, you receive. Then, and he that seeketh, findeth. Are you seeking him in prayer? You're going to find him. And then three, and what to him of that knocketh, it shall be opened to him. Keep knocking at his door. He's going to open it. You know, ask, seek, knock. And keep doing it. Don't ever, ever quit. Because God just wants to answer. Just look at verse 11. God, He wants to give us good gifts, good things. It says this, if ye then, being what evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in what heaven, give good things to those that ask Him. God wants to give it to us. But are we asking for it? Are we seeking God for it? Are we knocking down God's door for it? Then we have three applications. If you would look on what the outline. Oh, I lost my outline. Here it is. And you see three applications. Number one, personally. The command is for you. How many times people say, Don, please pray for me. And I have what started asking, are what you praying for you? And you know, sometimes they're not. Ask. God says to ask. Ask for yourself. Ask. Don't expect somebody else to pray if you're not praying. It's a personal command to pray. To pray. You be praying. Okay, two. Particularly, ask for specific things. Don't just say, Lord, bless me today. And you know, some people pray that way. But ask for specific things. I know just one thing I'm specifically asking for is a new car. New used car. Okay, it's one that gets good gas mileage like a Toyota Corolla. Okay, something that I can fit just me and Cody, just when you, just we would go to Bible club hours, just large van only gets 14.7 miles a gallon. You know, it's a real gas hog. And it's like, no, Lord, we need something smaller. Something that is economical. Okay. And so I started asking, but not just that, I started seeking. I started driving around looking at cars. I've been on the internet looking at, okay, local places that would sell just good used cars. And I've been looking around. I've been seeking. And, you know, pretty soon I'm going to be knocking on their door. I want that car. Ask, seek, knock. And then three, persistently. All what three commands, to ask, seek, and what knock, could be translated. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Don't ever give up. The importance of prayer is our next point. Continue in what prayer? Just Colossians 4:2. Okay. All right. Why is prayer important? Number one, prayer is a way to defeat the devil. Ephesians 6, please. Ephesians 6. You all know this passage. Pastor Tom has mentioned this many, many times. Ephesians 6:10. And I'm going to skip to verse 18. Okay, notice what it says. Praying always. After putting on the armor of God, we are to pray. We are to ask and seek and knock. Praying always means at an occasion, is at an opportune time, not only when it is convenient, but just when it is due or needed. Like when I was driving that old Chevy to the junkyard, I needed to pray. That was convenient, that was opportune, but it was needed too, because I didn't want to break down somewhere. Okay, James 1:5, please. Okay, point two. James 1:5. Oops, too far. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. If any of prayer is a way we acquire wisdom. The root word for this wisdom is to make clear. Are you in a spot in what your life where things aren't clear? Where just life doesn't make any sense? Then ask God for wisdom. It means to make clear. As what Ellen got with cancer back in 99 is we prayed for wisdom every single day. And you know, God didn't always make it clear. Not till after she died that it was clear. But God makes it clear. God has a plan, and He's going to do that plan. If you need wisdom, ask God for it. Ask Him. He's there. Ask, seek, and knock. Three. Okay. Matthew 26:41. Matthew 26:41. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Prayer is how the believer avoids temptation. I what noted that just when I give into temptation, it's a sign I've not been praying. That I've not been what praying for me. Oh yeah, just maybe I've been praying for my kids. But I what left me out. I've gotten so busy that I'm not asking. And I'm not seeking, and I'm not knocking, and I have not avoided temptation because I have not been praying properly. Okay, number four. Skip back a couple of chapters. Matthew 9:38. Matthew 9:38. It says this. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Prayer is the way to get people to go to the mission field. This world needs more missionaries, more people who will go, who will leave their homes and go. How do we get them there? It starts with prayer. Have you prayed for missionaries to be sent? I have just read that verse many times, and sometimes I would pray that. And once in a while, I'm just asking, maybe I should be seeking more. And I should be knocking more too. Not just asking every once in a while. And just what America, just right now, there are just more just missionaries being sent here than are what being sent from here. That's a sad state of affairs for America. We what truly are secular. We should be sending, not receiving. Okay, number five. Back to James. Sorry to make you jump around. But I know this is what helps me stay awake when a pastor does this. So Tom, that's a good point for you. If you see us, start sleeping, you can start making us jump around. Okay. James chapter 5, verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Notice it says, let him pray. The one afflicted here is asking. And then it goes on. Is what any married? Just let him sing psalms. Is what any sick among you? Just let him call just for the elders of the church. Here they are seeking just somebody else to pray. Okay, asking personally. Now seeking, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and with the Lord shall raise him up, and if he hath committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Prayer is how we cure the sick. I know here, when we have someone sick, many of us pray. Praise God for that. We do need to be praying for those who are sick. Absolutely. It is commanded here to pray for the sick. We need to be doing that. And what prayed is for more missionaries to be sent as well. Okay, number six, Matthew 11. Please, Matthew 11. I'm sorry, Mark 11, not Matthew, Mark. For verily I say unto you, that who whatsoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in into the sea, and what shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe, that those things which he would say shall come to pass, he shall have his whatsoever he saith. Therefore I would say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye will receive them, and what ye shall have them. Prayer is how that we accomplish the impossible. Is there something in your life that looks impossible? Pray. God does the impossible. Pray. Pray. You know, ask, seek, and knock. And then number 7, okay, Philippians 4:6. Okay, let's go to Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in what everything, by what prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and what minds through Christ Jesus. Prayer is the way to have peace. Do you have peace in your life? Are you praying about that? Are you giving it to the Lord? All of your pain, all of your problems, all of your struggles? Prayer is the way to have peace. In what closing, I would want to read out of a book called Prayer, The What Great Adventure, by David Jeremiah. In this book, I've got my wife's bookmark in here, because prayer gets us through. Prayer gets us through. Because we are talking to God, we are asking God, we are seeking God, and we are knocking. This was 1945. It's a true story. In what Germany, Cage's Company 1 was just what called up. They had to replace someone else that was being just shot up. They were trapped by an old farmhouse. And this here particular man, whose name was, hold on, I had it, I think Spencer. I think it was Spencer. He was in that company. He had just been called up. He got to the battlefield, and just what he saw terrified him. There were men trapped by this old barn, this old building. Many of them injured, many dead. And they were supposed to go there. But the Germans had them trapped. And then Spencer got the command to go. Get over there. And then this is what happens. Moments later, the order was given to advance. Just as the soldier ahead of me took his first step, okay, something just to the left caught my eye. I stopped and was stared in amazement. A cloud. A long, fluffy, white cloud had appeared instantly out of nowhere, obscuring the Germans' line of fire. Taking advantage of this miraculous turn of events, I and my fellow soldiers bolted to the clearing and what ran for our lives. They had rescued those that were there, and they ran. Safe in the sheltering woods on with the other side of the clearing, my pulse pounding in my ears, I hid behind a tree and exclaimed, "This has to be God. I'm going to see just what happens next." I watched closely as the last soldier just frantically just raced toward my comrades in the woods. I just will never forget just what happened next. The instant the soldiers soldier scrambled to safety, that cloud vanished. Just like that, poof, it was gone. I think what Germans thinking that they still had them pinned down behind the stone house on what the other side of the field, it's radioed its position to their artillery. Minutes later, the house was blown up. 2 weeks later, a letter had come from my mother back in Texas. "Son, what in the world was the matter on the morning of March 9th, she asked. "You remember just Mrs. Tankersley from our church. Well, she called that morning and said that the Lord had awakened her at 1 o'clock in the night, and what said, Spencer is in trouble. Okay, get up now and pray for him." And Mrs. Tankersley just said that she interceded just for you until 6 o'clock the next morning. This here dear lady spent 5 hours praying for one man. She was asking and seeking and knocking. And her last thing that what she said was this: "Lord, whatever danger Spencer is in, just cover him with a cloud." God hears and God answers. Ask and seek and knock. Let's pray. Oh, our Father, thank you that, Lord, you heard prayer then, and what you hear prayer now. Lord, help us to be a praying people. May we ask, may we seek, and may we knock. May we, and Lord, help us to keep it up and not quit. In Jesus' name.